Chapter 4.
No, no, no! You can't do this to me! The prison governor shouted, kneeling down and bursting into tears. Look, I know I've not been a very good husband lately. I've been working too hard and putting on weight. But you can't walk out on me like this. If you went away, I'd go to pieces. I know what the problem is. I've been so wrapped up in my work that I've started to take you for granted. But don't leave me. Give me one last chance. I'll make up for it. I'll be putty in your hands. You name it and I'll do it. I'll take up jogging and take off weight. I'll give up smoking and wash up after dinner. I'll clear out the cupboards and take you out at weekends. Now, what could be fairer than that?
Lady Prescott turned round, threw an ashtray at Sir Gerald, knocked over a chair, and stormed out of the room.
Shall I go after her?
Angus asked from somewhere behind the armchair.
No,
Sir Gerald replied softly, picking up the ashtray and putting it back on the table.
Let her go. She's made up her mind to run away to a run-down area of Birmingham, and there's nothing we can do.
The prison governor sat down and straightened his tie.
I don't know what's got into her lately, he said, shaking his head. She used to be so calm and quiet, but now she blows up all the time. I can't understand women, Angus. I just can't make them out. Why can't they be strong and logical like us men?
And with that, Sir Gerald took a handkerchief out of his pocket, blew his nose, and, not for the first time, burst into tears.